感谢主带领让我们在一起学习道理。
Thank God for His guidance. We're able to gather here and study His teachings.
虽然我们灵修会已经到最后的时间，但是我们每一个参加的人的精神还是一样的非常好。
And even though we are nearing the conclusion of our spiritual cultivation seminar, in the end,
真的有神的灵在我们当中动工来带领我们。
And in the end, people are studying more fervently, so God is abiding with us.
黄正道一直讲到说，这一次灵修会我们南加州啊，全时间参加的比较少一点。
Preacher Huang mentioned that at this NATS, this theological seminar, there were fewer Southern Californians.
可能我们南加州啊举办的讲习会太多了，大家太忙。
And perhaps there had been too many seminars and people were busy.
这一次参加比较多的人可能是中部地区。
And this time, most people came from the central region.
因为我们中部地区啊，常常被人家忽略掉。
And because the central region is often a little bit neglected.
以前办讲席位都是不是东部就是西部。
And the seminars usually take place in either the East Coast or the West Coast.
所以我们可能比较少有这样的机会。
And so they perhaps have fewer opportunities like.
所以我建议黄传道哈。应该是对那些参加多的人有一点鼓励。
And so I think Preacher Huang has been encouraging to those who have been attending.
所以希望说明年呢能够到中部来。
And so hopefully next year the theological seminar can be held in the central region.
其实达拉斯教会的一些设备啊，现在已经弄得不错。
And actually, the Dallas Church facilities have been well prepared.
有十几间的大教室。
And there are large classrooms there.
所以要吃要住都没有问题哈。
And so living and also dining is no problem.
何主事他们都在这里哈。
And Deacon Ho is
here. 所以他们也很欢迎大家能够到中部来。
And they give a warm welcome to people to go to the central region.
另外一个就是我们休斯顿教会刚刚买好一块地。
And also recently our Houston church purchased a plot of land.
3.4 acre.
It was about 3.4 acres.
我们计划明年要盖礼拜堂。
And they plan to build a chapel next year.
希望说不久的将来有一个大礼拜堂也能够容纳各样的讲习会。
And hopefully in the near future, they will have a chapel large enough to hold many national seminars and events.
所以希望我们弟兄姊妹常常为中部的地区帮助祷告。
And so we encourage all the brothers and sisters to pray for our members in the central.
因为以前教会的发展都是东西部。
Because in the past, the growth of the church has always been in
the West Coast. 很多资源都放在东西部。
And many of the resources in the church have been placed on the
east. 中部就是比较被忽略的地方。
And so the central region is often neglected.
我们盼望说将来总会能够更加重视，还能够让这个教会全面性的发展。
And so we hope that in the future, the General Assembly will pay more attention to all different parts of the churches.
我们来看出埃及记十五章。
Let's read Exodus chapter 15.
出埃及记十五章。
Exodus 15.
我们今天下午谈到22节以下。
And this afternoon we have studied from verses 22 and onwards.
以色列民他们离开了红海以后，就继续往前行。
And after the Israelites crossed the Red Sea, they continued on.
走了三天找不到水。
And after 3 days, they were unable to find water.
到了一个地方叫做马拉。
And they came to a place called Mara.
因为他们在那里发现有水，很高兴要去喝原来那个水是苦的。
Because in that place, they were delighted to find water, but then it turned out to be bitter.
所以他们把那个地方叫做马拉，马拉就是很苦的意思。
And so they named that place Mara, which means bitter.
以色列人就向摩西发怨言。
And so the Israelites complained to Moses.
说你把我们带到这个地方，你要叫我们喝什么？
They said, you brought us here, and what do you want us to drink?
要让我们每一个人没有水喝渴死。
And do you want us to not have any water and thirst to death?
后来摩西就呼求神，25节。
And so in verse 25, Moses cried out to the Lord.
说神就指示他一棵树。
And so the Lord showed him a piece of wood.
他把树丢在水里，就水就变甜了。
And he threw the wood into the water, and the water became sweet.
然后神在那里为他们定了律例典章，在那里试验他们。
And there the Lord made for them a statute and an ordinance, and there he put them to the test.
神说啊，这个以色列人是他的军队。
God says the Israelites are his army.
但实际上啊，以色列人在埃及的地方啊，他们是没有族族的群众。
But in actuality, when the Israelites were in Egypt, they had no freedom of their own.
因为他们在那边是受埃及人法老王的辖制做奴隶。
Because over there, they were under the dominion and control of the Pharaoh.
那既然是神的军队啊，所以神把他们带出来，神就要操练他们。
And since they are the Lord's army, the Lord brought them out and trained them.
因为军队如果不经过训练啊，就不像个军队。
Because if an army is not trained, it is not an army.
所以神就让他们呢、啊，走了三天呢、啊，找不到水。
And so God allowed them to walk 3 days without water.
这是神对他们的第一个操练。
And this is the first test that God gave them.
那在这个困难的环境当中啊
，And in these difficult situations,
以色列人呢、啊，又开始埋怨神。
The Israelites began to complain to God again.
他们忘记了神是怎样拯救他们，把他们带领出埃及。
And they had forgotten about how God had delivered them out of Egypt.
他们也忘记了他们是怎样过红海。
And they also forgot how they crossed the Red River.
他们能够脱离法老王的权势。
And that they were able to escape from the dominion of
the Pharaoh. 这是神借着他大能的膀臂啊，来带领他们。
And this was all through the mighty hands of God that brought them out.
既然那么多的困难，神都带领他们，帮助他们。
And even greater difficulties, God has always delivered them.
所以遇到一点困难啊，应该是要晓得靠神。
And so when they encounter these little trivial difficulties, they should.
但人往往就是这么软弱。
But men are often this weak.
有时候我们信主，觉得说我们应当从神那里得到很多恩典。
We believe in God. Many times we feel that we should receive many blessings.
那有时候遇到一点困难的时候，就埋怨神，埋怨人。
But sometimes when we experience some small sufferings, we begin to complain.
常常像以色列人一样。
We're often like the Israelites.
我们看哥林多前书第十章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
第十节。
1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 10.
哥林多前书第十章第十节。
1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 10.
说你们也不要发怨言，像他们有发怨言的，就被灭命的所灭。第十章就谈到以色列民当时的遭遇。
And here it talks about what the Israelites have faced.
就是他们在旷野当中的失败，说要做我们的见证。
Which is the failure that they experienced in the wilderness because they didn't know how to give thanks and in difficulties all they did was complain.
那这个发怨言啊，没有办法让事情得到解决。
And when you complain, you do not solve a problem.
啊，反而会惹起神的愤怒。
But rather you incur God's wrath.
那所以无论在任何的环境当中啊，我们都要学习感谢。
So no matter in what situation or circumstances, we need to learn to give thanks.
因为事实上啊，神给我们的恩典很多。
Because God has truly given us many blessings.
那我们会越会感谢啊，我们恩典会越多。
And the more we know how to give thanks, the more blessings we will receive.
那我们看到摩西跟一般以色列人的态度就不一样了。
And we can see here that the attitude that Moses has is different from those other Israelites.
因为他在困难当中啊，晓得祷告呼求神。
Because he knew that in those difficult times, he cried out and prayed to God.
所以神就指示他一个解决困难的方法。
And so God gave him a solution.
那在腓立比书里面说啊，我们可以一无挂虑。
In the book of Philippians, it says that we do not have to worry.
啊，主要凡事借着祷告，把你的困难告诉神。
But rather, but everything through prayer and giving all your giving everything onto the Lord.
神就会赐给我们意外的平安，保守我们的心怀意念。
And God will give us peace that will protect our.
所以当困难的时候啊，不要忘记向神祷告。
So when we are in difficulties, do not forget to pray to God.
虽然在困难当中啊，神也会为我们开出一条出路来。
Because many times in difficulties, God will open up a way for us.
所以祷告是我们解决一切困难的方法。
And so prayer is our solution to all our difficulties.
神叫摩西说，你把一棵树丢在水里面。
God instructed Moses to cast a tree into the water.
这个树啊, 就预表耶稣基督,
and this tree prefigures the Lord Jesus Christ.
这里面说他是耶稣的根啊, 是公义的苗裔。
And the Bible says that he is the root of Jesse.
也就是说在我们环境当中遇到困难,
and the
seed, 要有主跟我们同在。
And the seed of righteousness, which is to say that when we encounter difficulties, we need the Lord to be with us.
无论再大的困难啊, 有主同在就能够克服。
Whether how great the difficulty is, as long as we have the Lord, we can overcome it.
有一次在迦拿有一场筵席,
and one time in Cana, there was a feast.
主耶稣和门徒都被邀请去参加,
and Jesus and the disciples were invited to attend.
那到筵席一半的时候啊, 突然间他们酒用尽了,
and in the middle of the banquet, the wine was used up.
后来玛利亚就对主耶稣说, 他们没有酒了,
and so Mary told Jesus that the wine is out.
主耶稣就叫仆人说啊, 你们把那个水缸把水舀满。
And so Jesus instructed the servants to pour to fill up the pots with water.
然后再叫他们把这个水拿到筵席上给人喝。
And then bring the water to the banquet for the guests to drink.
各位管筵席的人一尝到那个水变的酒啊, 说, 你们怎么把这个好酒留到现在?
And the host, once he drank the water, he said that, how come you have left the good wine until the end?
所以这个家庭啊, 发生了困难。
And so this family encountered a difficulty.
但是有主跟他们同在。
But because the Lord was with them.
所以主耶稣可以让那个淡淡的水啊, 那个变成芬香的美酒。
And the Lord Jesus can allow the stale water to become such sweet wine.
这告诉我们在我们的家庭生活当中也是一样。
And this tells us that it is likewise in our own family situation.
有时候我们难免遇到水酒用尽的时候。
Sometimes we will encounter times when we are out of wine.
就是失掉欢乐的时候。
Which means the time we have lost our.
有时候是像马拉在吐苦水的时候。
And sometimes we are drinking a bitter water.
那很重要, 就是要有主耶稣跟我们同在。
And importantly, we must know that we must have the Lord to abide with us.
啊, 主耶稣跟我们同在, 我们就能够克服啊, 解决一切的困难。
Because with the Lord's abidance, we can overcome and solve many of our problems.
啊, 让那个欢乐永远不止息。
And so that the joy we have will never cease.
那马拉的苦水啊, 都可以变甜。
And that the bitter waters of Mara can become sweet.
啊, 当我们有说遇到困难的时候啊, 往往有两种不一样的看法。
And when we face problems, we often have two views.
所以有的人说啊, 我们对事情的看法有时候会 也影响到我们解决处理问题的态度。
And people say that the perspective or the way we view a problem can affect the way we solve it.
有的人很悲观啊, 看到什么事情都往坏的想。
Some people are very pessimistic. They begin to think bad thoughts.
当然有的人比较乐观啊, 会比较往好的方向想。
And the optimists are often thinking towards a better solution.
往往啊, 比较悲观的人比较容易抱怨。
And those who are pessimistic are more likely to complain.
荒漠甘泉里面有一个故事, 荒漠甘泉, 就是有一本书, 叫荒漠甘泉。
There was a book that had a story in it.
说有一个国王啊, 他有两个女儿。
It says, it talks about a king with two daughters.
他们同一天啊, 到那个王宫的花园里面去赏花。
And one day they went to the garden of the palace to enjoy the view of the flowers.
他的大女儿啊, 啊, 平时比较悲观一点。
And his elder daughter was usually more optimistic.
虽然看到那个花园里面很多花非常漂亮,
she was more pessimistic, and so when she saw the beautiful flowers in the garden,
但是她看了以后, 她叹了一口气。
And yet when she saw them, she sighed.
她说, 好可惜哦。
She says, what an unfortunate.
她说我漂亮的花, 都被那个荆棘啊, 把它挤满了。
How unfortunate that the lovely flowers are surrounded by thorns.
所以她觉得很可惜。
And so she thought it was very unfortunate.
啊,这个妹妹啊, 生性比较乐观一点。
And the younger sister was rather more optimistic.
所以同样的东西啊, 她不一样的看法。
And so even though they were seeing the same thing, she had a different perspective.
然后你看啊, 虽然荆棘那么多啊, 但是花从那个缝里面就钻出来。
She says, even though there are so many thorns, the flower can go between them.
虽然荆棘那么多啊, 但是没有办法把它压住。
Even though so many thorns, it's unable to contain the flower.
所以有时候我们对事情的看法不一样, 解决的方法就不太一样。
And so many times, the way we look at a problem can affect the way we solve it.
以色列人看到环境不好就是埋怨。
And when the Israelites saw that the situation around them was not good, they began to complain.
但是摩西知道说，在人没有路当中啊，还有一条路，就是仰望神。
But Moses knew that when there's no way out, there's still one way, which is to look up to God.
所以神把他们带到马拉的地方啊，就是试验他们。
So God brought them to Marah to test them.
说要他们来学习顺服神的律法,
so that they may learn to obey God's commandments.
也要让他们学习啊，能够凡事交托神。
And that they may learn to entrust everything unto the Lord.
借着神来为我们开出一条出路来。
And through God, He can open up a way for them.
我们看回来15章27节。
Now let's turn back to chapter 15, verse 27.
出埃及记15章27节。
Exodus chapter 15, verse 27.
他们到了以琳啊，在那里有十二股的水泉，七十棵的棕树。他们就在那里的水边安营。那离开了马拉以后，再往前行。
And after they left Mara, they proceeded forward.
那下一站就是来到了一个地方叫做以琳。And
the next stop they came to was Elim.
那这个以琳的地方啊，就相当好。And
this place, Elim, was very good.
因为那有十二股水泉啊，水泉很多，很充足。
It contained 12 springs of water. It was a very well-nourished
还有七十棵的棕树。
And also 70 palm trees.
所以他们可以在那个树下，在那里纳凉。
And so they were able to camp under the trees.
所以以琳是一个相当好的地方。And
so Elim was a very beautiful place.
有一次我刚神学院出来的时候，到南部去实习。
When I first came out of the theological school, I went to the southern part of the country to have internship.
刚好有一个姐妹，她要开一个茶，卖茶的店。And
there was a sister that wanted to open up a tea shop.
他问我说啊，起什么名字比较好
？And she asked me what should I name the shop, the store.
我说以琳不错啊。
And I said Elim is not bad.
因为那个是甜水泉呐，满满的水泉。Because
it is a place filled with a sweet spring.
啊，后来他真的叫做他的把他店名叫做以琳。And
so she actually did name her store Elim.
我不晓得现在还有没有在开，我不知道。And
I'm not sure if it's still open now or not.
有的人把自己的孩子也起名叫以琳
And some people name their
小孩子的名叫以琳
There's some people in the church who's named their children Elim
这是一个相当好的名字
And this is a very good name
也是相当好的一个地方
And it is also a very good place
有十二股的水泉啊 要表示属灵的恩典啊 非常的丰富 非常的充足
But 12 springs of water indicates that it is full and abundant with God's grace.
而且能够在那个树下，在那里乘凉，得到舒畅。
And they were able to enjoy comfort and peace under the shade.
那这个表示说，我们在神的恩典当中啊，能够享受丰盛的生命。
And so this tells us that under God's grace, we can enjoy a abundant and full life.
能够享受充足的神的恩典。
And we can experience a full grace of God.
能够过得胜的生活，能够有属灵的安息。
And live a victorious life with a spiritual peace.
又能够结出非常美好的属灵的果子来。
And also bear a very beautiful spiritual fruit.
所以这是一个相当美好的地方啊，以色列民可以在那里安歇啊。
So this wonderful place allows the Israelites to rest.
但是我们知道。 他们经过了以琳以后啊，还是要继续往前行。
But we know that after Elim, they had to continue on.
所以以色列民经过马拉跟以琳啊，对我们有一些属灵教训。
And so by the Israelites crossing through Mara and Elim can give us several lessons.
先经过了马拉，然后来到以琳的地方。
First they passed through Mara and then came to Elim.
神带领我们的路也是这样。
And God also leads us in the same manner.
有时候让我们经过一些苦难的环境，目的就是要带领我们走向更平安喜乐的境界。
Sometimes He allows us to cross through difficult times at first in order for us to enjoy the peaceful and restful times.
所以圣经里面说啊，神，我们要进神的国以前，我们都要经历许多艰难。
And so the scripture tells us that before we can enter the kingdom of heaven, we must walk through many trials.
有一次到路苏德去传道里。
Paul once preached in
路苏德啊，就在《使徒行传》16章啊。本来那他行了神迹啊，很多人啊签。 天牛要来跟献花，要献祭。
And they performed miracles there, and many people came to to offer flowers and offerings.
啊，不久又有人来扰乱呐。啊，所以他们又用石头把保罗他们打得半死。
And so not long after, some people came to cause to cause trouble, and they used stones to throw
them. 把他们拖到城外去。
And they dragged them out of the city.
那这个有圣徒啊，围着保罗啊，后来保罗就起来了。
And so there were some apostles that surrounded Paul, and Paul woke up.
他又走到城里面去，安慰众人。
And he walked back into the city to face.
说你们不要因为看到我受到的遭遇啊，来伤胆。
He says, do not fear because of the trouble, the persecution that I have encountered.
因为我们要进到神的国啊，我们都要经历许多的艰难。
Because for us to enter into God's kingdom, we must walk through and pass through many trials.
所以虽然有很多逼迫患难摆着啊，但是我们要靠主来胜过。
And so even though there's many persecutions and hate towards us, do not fear.
保罗有一次到了铁沙罗尼加去传道了。
Paul once preached in Thessalonica.
那里的人呢、啊，相信信主三个礼拜，逼迫就来。
And there the believers believed for 3 weeks and persecution came.
那感谢主啊，铁沙罗尼加的教会建立起来了。
But thank the Lord that the church in Thessalonica was established.
虽然保罗被赶啊，离开铁沙罗尼加。
Even though Paul was cast away from Thessalonica.
后来派了一个传道人去看一看。
And later he sent a minister to monitor them.
发现说这个教会啊，信心很坚定。
And they found that the church, the faith in the church was very strongly established. And so he exhorted them.
啊，然后告诉他们说啊，我们告诉你们，受患难，基督徒要受患难，原来是命定的。
And he told them that the Christians will suffer a persecution. This is already been stated.
啊，这是没有办法避免的。
This is something that we cannot avoid.
而为着要让我们进到更美好的境界，所以有时候也会遇到一些艰难。
In order for us to enter into a more beautiful stage, we must pass through these difficulties.
所以先经过马拉，然后到以林。
And so first they had to cross through Mara before they went to Elim.
是主是我们先苦后甘的道理。
And so it teaches us that we must encounter the bitter before we can taste the
sweet. 耶稣17岁的时候被卖。
Joseph was 17 when he was a
slave. 做人家的奴仆。
And he became someone's slave.
啊，主人的太太又诬告他。
And the master of the wife of the master also falsely accused
him. 啊，又被关了监狱好几年。
And he was also imprisoned for many years.
虽然这样一直的受苦。
And even though he suffered much through these years.
但是在苦难当中啊，他抓住神。
Yet in his times of trouble, he held on to
the Lord. 所以说神跟他同在，他能够凡事顺利。
And so the Lord was with him, and everything that he did was successful.
经过了13年以后，
and after 13 years had passed,
王做了梦没有办法解决。
The king had a dream that he was unable to
solve. 突然间有人介绍啊，就把耶稣带出来。
And suddenly someone introduced Joseph to interpret the dream.
所以一夜之间呢、啊，他成为全埃及的宰相。
So in one night he became the prime minister in Egypt.
所以虽然经过一段的苦，但是神就是要让他们成就更美好的光景。
And so even though he went through a period of struggle and bitterness, God allowed him to enter.
所以后来他的哥哥们见到他的时候啊。
And so when his brothers met him later on,
他们有点担心说耶稣会报复他们。
They were a little worried that Joseph would take vengeance on them.
但是耶稣说啊，你们不要把我，因为把我卖来埃及啊，自忧自愤。
And so Joseph says, do not worry because you have sold me off to Egypt.
说你们的意思想要害我，但是神的意思是好的。
He says, your intentions were to harm me, but God's intention was good.
啊，就是要成就今日的光景。
Which was to accomplish, to fulfill what is here today.
拯救我们全家人的生命。
To save the lives of our entire family.
所以我们基督徒有时候遇到苦难呢。
And so when Christians, as Christians, when we encounter,
耶利米书里面说，神不是降灾祸的意念。
Jeremiah says that God does not give us harm.
乃是赐平安的意念。
He does not have an intention for our
welfare. 要让我们末后更有指望。
But rather for our welfare and to give us a future.
所以虽然遇到苦难当中，还是一样欢欢喜喜。
So even when we encounter these sufferings, we are still very joyful.
那我们知道，马拉虽然苦，很快过去了。
And we know that even though Mara is bitter, it passes by very quickly.
以琳虽然很好啊，但是你没有办法永远住在那里。
And even though Elim is sweet, but you cannot dwell there forever.
因为他们目的地是要从埃及要到迦南地。
for their destination is to go from Egypt to Canaan.
啊, 马拉跟以林啊, 都是他们旷野当中的两个小站。
And Mara and Elim were only two stops in the wilderness.
马拉虽苦很快过去了。
Although Mara was bitter, it was past.
以林虽然好啊, 但是没有办法永远住在那里。
And Elim, although it was sweet, they could not dwell there forever.
他们必须要继续往前行。
And they must proceed on.
一直到进入迦南为止。
Until they entered into the land of Canaan.
传道书里面说啊, 神有时候把平安顺利的环境摆在我面前。
The book of Ecclesiastes tells us that sometimes God brings us comfort and peace before us. But sometimes we will also encounter a difficulty. So that we do not know what will happen to us in the future. Because when we encounter a peaceful and comforting times, we need to give thanks to God. And in times of trouble, we have to think. What kind of lesson is God trying to teach me? And so in life, we will encounter good times and bad times.
但是逆境苦难啊,
and the bad times will pass by quickly.
啊, 平安喜乐的环境也是短暂的,
but also the good times are short-lived.
但是要紧的就是将来永生的福气。
But the most important thing for us to know is the eternal blessings in the future.
啊, 所以追求那个看不见永远的福乐, 这才是我们最大的目标。
And so, you know, we must pursue the joy and blessing that is that cannot be seen.
我们继续看16章。
Let's continue to read chapter 16.
出埃及记16章。
Exodus chapter 16.
以色列全会众从以林起行，在出埃及后第二个月十五日，到了以林岸西乃中间信的旷野。第二节。
Verse 2.
以色列全会众在旷野向摩西、亚伦发怨言。第三节。Verse
3.
说巴不得我们早死在埃及，耶和神的手中。那时我们坐在肉锅旁边，吃得饱足。你们将我们领出来到这个旷野，是要叫全会众都饿死吗？他们出埃及以后啊。 经过了一个月,
after the Israelites left Egypt for 1 month,
因为他们是正月14号晚上出埃及,
because they left a month earlier,
现在是第二个月的15号,
and this is the second month, the 15th day of the second
所以可以说是刚好一个月了,
month, and so you can say it's been about 1 month,
因为他们带出来的可以做食物的现在没有了,
and what they brought out from Egypt to eat was now gone,
然后他们在旷野当中啊, 没有办法耕种, 没有收成,
and in the wilderness, they were unable to plant and harvest.
所以他们就向摩西、亚伦发怨言。
And so they began to complain to Moses and also Aaron.
你把我们带到这个旷野里面来。
They said, you have brought us to this wilderness.
你要叫我们吃什么? 要让我们每一个人都饿死在这里吗?
And what shall we eat? Shall we die of hunger?
我们恨不得死在埃及啊。
We might as well have died in Egypt.
哦,我在埃及的时候啊, 天天都在肉锅旁边。
Because when we were in Egypt, we were constantly by the flesh pots.
我们要吃什么都很丰富啊。
Anything that we wanted was very abundant.
然后啊,这个旷野当中啊, 什么都没有。
But in this wilderness, there's nothing for us.
所以他们就埋怨了。
And so they began to complain.
我们看第四节。
Let's continue to verse 4.
16章第四节。
Chapter 16, verse 4.
神对摩西说, 我要将粮食从天上降给你们, 百姓可以出去, 每天收每天的份。 我好试验他们遵不遵守我的法度。第五节。Verse
5.
到第六天，他们要把所收进来的预备好了，比每天所收的多一倍。第六节。Verse
6.
摩西亚伦将以色列众人对众人说啊，到了晚上，你们要知道神要将你们从，你们要知道是神将你们从埃及地领出来的。 早晨你们要看见神的荣耀，因为神听见你们向他所发的怨言了。我们算什么呢？你们竟向我们发怨言。第八节。
Verse 8。
摩西又说啊，神在晚上必给你们肉吃，早晨必给你们食物得饱，因为你们向神发的怨言，他都听见了。我们算什么？你们的怨言不是向我们发的，乃是向神发的。哦。 虽然以色列民他们发怨言，
although the Israelites complained，
但是神还是怜悯他们呢。
But God still had shown mercy on them。
他说到了黄昏的时候啊，说就用风把那个鹌鹑呐，统统把它刮过来。
And so near dawn, there's a mist that came。
所以他们可以得到很多的鹌鹑呐，还有就可以吃了。
Oh, so in the evening, God brought some many quails to the land.
他早上起来的时候啊，那露水上升的时候啊，地上都有一颗一颗白白的圆圆的小东西。
And in the morning, after the dew had evaporated, there appeared to be white particles on the ground.
所以以色列人就彼此就问呐、啊。这是什么？这是什么
？And so the Israelites gathered them and asked themselves, "What are these things?"
希伯来人的土话，这是什么？叫做玛拿玛拿。
In the native Hebrew language, what is this means? Is mara mara.
后来这个就变成他们的名字了。白白的、圆圆的，它叫做玛拿玛拿。
And so they just called it manna.
摩西跟他们讲说，这是神从天上降下来要给你们的食物。
And Moses said, "This is the food that God has given you from above."
啊，所以他们每天啊，一大早就要去见玛拿。
And so every morning they came out to meet to gather this manna.
每天就捡每天要吃的东西。
And they gathered every day what they needed for that day.
因为神也要借着这样训练他们，让他们过一种正常的生活。
And because through this, God wanted them to live a normal life.
不要让他们睡得太晚。
So they will not sleep too late.
因为你睡到太阳那个露水上升了，太阳出来的时候，那个玛拿就化掉了。
Because if you oversleep and the dew has evaporated and sun has come out in the morning, the manna will be gone.
所以每天早上起来，你就要去捡玛拿，做你一天的食物。
And so every morning you had to wake up early to pick up the manna for your day's worth of food.
天天都要去捡。
And every day you had to go out and pick it up.
那有的人呢，懒惰想说，我今天多捡一点，我明天可以不出来，可以睡晚一点。
And some people who were lazy wanted to gather more so that they didn't have to wake up so early the next day.
但是你今天没有吃完的，到了第二天啊、就生虫挖臭。
But what you, the manna that you couldn't finish that day, and the next day it was eaten by worms.
所以要他们每天每天都要去捡玛拿。
And so every day they had to come out early and gather the manna.
但是到了星期六的时候，星期五的时候，第六天啊。
And on the sixth day, on a Friday,
摩西告诉他们说，你们要捡两倍。
God instructed Moses that they must gather two portions.
因为明天星期六啊，不再有玛拿了。
Because on the Sabbath day there will be no manna.
还有的人呐、啊，不相信了、啊，星期六去捡呐、啊，就什么都捡不到。
And some people who didn't believe it, they came out the next day and there was no manna there.
所以在训的旷野，重新再把安息日、啊、指示他们。
And so in this wilderness, God once again taught them the importance of the Sabbath.
让他们知道说，你星期六你虽然没有去捡玛拿。但是你还是有食物可以吃。
And to teach them that even though you do not go out to gather manna on the Sabbath day, you still have food.
因为神已经在星期五就赐给你双倍的食物。
Because God on the sixth day will give you double portion.
他说借着这个玛拿教导以色列民。
And so through this manna, God also gave a lesson to the Israelites.
啊，对我们今天来讲，那就有属灵上的教训。
And for us today, there's a spiritual lesson in it.
这个玛拿就是主的耶稣基督啊，他是从天上降下来的生命粮。
This manna also represents Jesus Christ who came from above.
因为第六章里面主耶稣说啊，
In John chapter 16, Jesus said,
说你们的祖宗啊，除了玛拿，但是后来还是死掉了。
He says that your ancestors have eaten manna, but yet have perished.
那耶稣说，我才是真正从天上降下来生命的粮。
And Jesus says, I am the true bread from heaven.
是为着给世人带来生命降下来的。
I came down to give the people of this world life.
你们如果吃了这个生命的粮，就可以永远不死。
And if you eat this bread of life, you shall never die.
所以耶稣是生命的粮食。
And so Jesus is the bread of life.
他是从天上降下来的。
He came from heaven.
主的话，圣经的真理啊，也是生命的粮食。
The Lord's word and His truth is also the bread of life.
啊，这是隐藏的玛拿。
And this is the hidden manna.
所以，当我们信主了以后，受洗以后
，And so after we have believed in the Lord and have
been baptized, 好像以色列民他们过红海以后
，Just as the Israelites when they crossed through the Red Sea,
啊，就要天天捡玛拿。
Every day we must gather our manna.
啊，一直捡到进了迦南地。
And we shall gather it until we enter into the land of Canaan.
出到了当地的土壤，玛拿才停降。
Then will the manna cease.
所以我们要常常敬畏领受神的道理。
So we must worship often and to receive God's word.
做我们属灵生命的粮食。
to become the spiritual food for our lives.
啊，一直到我们回到神的家。
Until we return to our Lord's home.
所以这个玛拿就是主着耶稣基督，也是主着生命的粮。
And so this manna represents Jesus Christ and also the bread of life, which is His word.
那这个玛拿是小小的。And 16章的第14节。
The pieces of manna were very tiny.
16章14节
In chapter 16, verse 14.
说露水上升以后，不料野地面上有如白霜的小圆物。
It says that when the layer of dew lifted, there on the ground there was a fine flaky substance.
再看31节。
Let's also read verse 31.
啊，这个食物以色列家叫玛拿。
And the house of Israel called it manna.
啊，样子像盐水子，颜色是白的，滋味好像掺蜜的薄饼。
And it was like a coriander seed, white, and the taste of it was like wafers made with honey.
啊，这里讲到这个玛拿的形状好像盐水子跟小的种子。
Here it says that the form of the manna was like a coriander seed.
民数记十一章里面说，看起来也好像珍珠一样。
And in Numbers, it also says that it is like a pearl.
小小白白的，圆圆的。
It was small, round, and white.
啊，这个都是诅咒啊！小就是让人家看不起嘛，那么小。
And small represents that it was looked down upon.
好像耶稣来到世界也被藐视。
Just as when Jesus came into this world, he was looked down upon.
神的道，神的教会也被藐视。
And God's truth and His church were also despised.
被人厌恶，被人家看不起。
And were also mocked and looked down.
它是白的，圆的。
And the manna was white and also round.
白是主的圣洁啊，干净的。
White means pure and clean.
啊，圆是主的非常的完全啊，完美。
And round represents that means that it's very complete and perfect.
耶稣虽然被人看不起，但是他是神成为人。
And so even though Jesus was despised, he was God in the flesh.
他是圣洁完全没有瑕疵的。
He was holy and perfect without any blemish.
他说我们也要学习哈，完全好像天父一样。
So we must also learn to be perfect as our Heavenly Father is.
那、啊、这个玛拿的滋味啊，说像一样。
And likewise it is with God's word.
所以诗篇里面呢、啊，说神的道好像那个蜂皇下地的蜜一样的甘甜。
And in Psalms it says that the word of the Lord is as sweet as the honey from the bee.
耶利米先知说啊，神啊，我得到你的话，我就把它吃下去。
And Prophet Jeremiah says, Lord, I have received your word, and I will eat it.
因为这是美好的食物啊，所以我吃下去以后，在我心中就充满着欢喜快乐。
Because this is such good food that once I eat of it, my heart will be filled with joy.
真的，我们如果渴慕神的道啊，我们会觉得神的道很甘甜，非常美好。
So if we long after God, the word of God, we will feel that it is very sweet and very good.
甜蜜可口，好像掺蜜的薄饼。
And then it will be very sweet to us and very tasteful.
他说好像心流，又好像盐水煮，非常的芬芳啊，非常的香。
And the aroma of it is very sweet.
啊，耶稣也是一样，发出香气来。
And Jesus in the same way also gives off this aroma, this fragrant aroma.
神的道也是非常的芬香啊，啊，让我们能够都被吸引。
And God's word is also full of fragrance, allowing us to be captivated by it.
这个玛拿你要怎么吃都可以。
And the manna, you can eat it in any way.
同样一种玛拿，以色列人从老的、少的、年轻的，全部都可以吃。
And the same manna, any of the Israelites, from the youngest to the oldest, can partake of it.
民数记十一章里面说啊，玛拿你拿来以后，你可以生吃。
In Numbers 11, it says that when you get the manna, you can eat it without.
啊，你也可以把用那个杵臼啊，把它磨一磨啊，然后去做饼。
And you can also make bread into it.
啊，也可以把它磨成粉。
And you can also grind it into powder.
也就是说，你想怎么吃就可以怎么吃。
In other words, you can eat it in whatever form you want.
神的道就是这样啊。
And this is the same with the word of God.
大家都可以领受。
Anybody can enjoy it.
所以我们讲一篇道理啊，大大小小、男男女女，大家都可以接受。
And so any sermon that you preach can be accepted by the youngest to the oldest.
那我们要怎么领受？个人按照自己的方法领受。
And so we shall each receive according to our own ways.
啊，能每一个人都能够吃得饱足。
And everyone can be filled.
啊，但是不可以厌弃玛拿。
But we cannot complain about the manna.
因为他们天天吃玛拿，吃久了以后就腻了。
And because the Israelites ate of manna every day, they became tired of it.
啊，本来是很
What was such sweet and good food, after a while, they began to
tire.
And so one time, many of the Israelites were gathered outside their tents, and they were complaining to Moses. They said, in Egypt, we could eat anything we want.
但是在这个旷野当中啊，天天就只有这个淡薄无味的玛拿，什么都没有。
But in this wilderness, all we have was this flavorless manna, nothing else.
所以他们要出青菜，他们要出肉。
And they wanted vegetables and also meat.
后来神说，好了，你们要吃啊，就给你们吃。
And God says, okay, since you want it, I will give it to you.
也是借着鹌鹑给他们。
And he gave it according to what they wanted.
但是很可惜啊，他们在那个吃的时候啊，因为很贪心啊，每一个人都拿了很多很多啊，有的甚至生没有把屎割出来啊，就把那个鹌鹑就生吃了。And
because the Israelites were very gluttonous in their eating, sometimes they don't even cook the food, and they just.
后来有的人呢就被瘟疫击杀就死掉了，瘟疫。
And so then many of them were wiped out by the pestilence.
所以那个地方叫做基伯罗哈他王，就是贪欲的人的坟墓。
Which and in that place was the graveyard for those who were full of gluttony.
所以告诉我们不要厌弃玛拿。
And so that teaches us not to forsake.
我们天天领受神的道啊，要叫做神的道来充实我们。
And every day when we receive the word of God, it must fill us.
我们不要认为说，我听道理听一辈子了，已经够了。
We can't just say, oh, I've listened to the sermons and the words of God for my whole life.
其实我们很难得有机会在外面开讲机会啊。But
actually, we have rare opportunities to hold a seminar.
感谢主啦，也有很多弟兄姊妹来旁听。And
thank the Lord that many brothers and sisters have came to audit.
真的，你如果有渴慕的心啊，你就能够得饱足。
Truly, if you have a heart to long after God, you will be filled.
他说你如果觉得我已经饱足了，你会空手回去。
But if you feel like you're already filled, you will return home empty-handed.
所以我们对神的道要存着饥渴慕义的心。
And so regarding God's word, we must have a longing and thirsting spirit.
的确，这是一个最好的福分。
And because this is the best blessing.
我们继续看。
Let's continue on to chapter 17.
17章
Chapter 17.
以色列全会众都遵神的吩咐，按着帐口从信的旷野往前行，在利未定安营，百姓没有水喝，所以跟摩西争闹说：“我们给我们水喝吧。”摩西对他们说：“你们为什么与我争闹呢？” 为什么试探神呢? 第三节。百姓在那里甚渴，要喝水。就像摩西发愿言说：“你为什么将我们从埃及领出来，使我们和我们的儿女并牲畜都渴死呢？”第四节。Verse 4。摩西就呼求神，说：“我向这百姓怎么行呢？他们几乎要拿石头打死我。”第五节。Verse 5。 神就对摩西说：“所你所里拿着你先前击打河水的杖，带领以色列的几个长老从百姓面前走过去。”第六节。Verse 6。我必在何烈的磐石那里站在你面前，你要击打磐石，从磐石里必有水流出来，使百姓可以喝。 摩西就在以色列的长老眼前这样行了。第七节。他给那个地方起名叫玛莎，就是试探的意思，又叫米利巴，就是争闹。因为以色列人争闹，又因他们试探神，说真神真的在我们中间不是。他们虽然解决了食物的问题。
Even though the Israelites' problem with the food was solved.
但是他们继续往前走啊，还有没有水可以喝了。And
yet, and they still continued onward, and they were without water once again.
我们知道没有食物、没有水都是很辛苦的事情。
We know that without food and water, life becomes very difficult.
尤其没有水啊，我们人真的很难忍受。
Especially without water.
还有说没有水啊，过几天啊，连生命都会受到影响。
Because without water, even our lives may be in danger.
所以难怪百姓啊，没有水的时候啊，他们就埋怨啊，就试探神啊。And
so the Israelites, when they were without water, they began to complain and test God.
但是神啊，借着摩西的呼求啊，就解决他们。
And through the cries of Moses, the Lord solved the Israelites' problem.
神叫摩西说，拿着拐杖到河里的磐石那里。
God instructed Moses to take his staff and go to the rock.
然后，接着摩西叫摩西要击打磐石。
And he instructed Moses to strike the rock.
然后那个磐石啊，就有水流出来，要给百姓喝。
And the water will come out of it so that the people can drink.
那我们知道说这是一个大奇迹。And
we know that this is a great miracle.
我们知道那个大石头啊，热很干的，怎么里面有水？Because
such a great rock, how can there be any water inside of it?
但是神却借着摩西击打磐石，有水流出来。
But yet God, through Moses, struck the rock and water came out.
结果百姓有水喝了，所以他们就得到舒畅了，得到快活了。
And so once the Israelites had water, they were once again very comfortable.
我们看哥林多前书第十章。
Let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多前书第十章。
1 Corinthians chapter 10.
第一节。
Verse
1. 十章第一节,
Chapter 10, verse 1.
弟兄们,我不愿意你们不晓得,我们的祖宗都从云下,都从海中经过,第二节,
Verse 2.
都在云里海里受洗归了摩西,第三节,
Verse 3.
并且都吃了一样的灵食,第四节,
Verse 4.
也都喝了一样的灵水, 所喝的是出于随着他们的灵磐石，那个磐石就是基督。所以以色列民呐、啊，过红海啊，这里讲到说是在云里海里受洗归摩西。And
so when the Israelites passed through the Red Sea, in here it says that they were baptized under the cloud.
以色列民过红海，预表我们今天洗礼归入耶稣基督。
By the Israelites crossing the Red Sea represents today us being baptized and belonging to Christ.
因为有圣灵见证，说我们的洗礼能够赦罪。
And with the witness of the Holy Spirit, our sins can be remiss.
我们从撒旦的权下归向真神。
And we can escape from the dominion of the devil and return to the Lord.
然后他们就吃了属灵的食物，天上降下来的玛拿。
And the Israelites also ate of the spiritual food, which is the manna from heaven. And also drank of the living water. And it says that this living water flowed forth from the spiritual rock. And that spiritual rock that followed them was Jesus Christ.
所以那个磐石就是耶稣基督，因为跟着他们来走旷野的道路。
And that rock was Jesus Christ who followed them through the ways of the wilderness.
所以摩西击打磐石啊，磐石可以流出水来。
And so when Moses struck the rock, it was able to spring forth water.
所以让以色列民他们可以得到解渴。
And that the Israelites can be filled with their thirst.
所以这也是预表说我们世人啊，因为 渴渴啊，没有办法得到饱足。
And this also to us, it means that humans also thirst and cannot be satisfied.
主耶稣在十字架上他说，我渴了。When
Jesus was on the cross, he says,
结果有一个边钉啊，拿醋啊，沾着要给他喝。
And so a soldier took the sour wine and offered it for him to drink.
就是主耶稣讲，我渴了，这是代表我们所有的世人啊。 因为我们离开了神呐，我们人生是很干渴的。And
when Jesus said he was thirsty, he was actually speaking for all the people, because in our lives we are often very thirsty and in water.
阿摩斯书里面说啊，人饥饿不是因为没有饼。In
Amos it says that humans hunger not because they do not have bread.
人干渴不是因为没有水。And
they thirst not because they do not have water.
因为人离开了神，失掉了从神来的恩典。
But because they have departed from the Lord and have lost the blessings.
所以我们虽然生活在这个地面上啊, 物质很丰富,
and so even though we live in this world and we're very we're abundantly filled with material,
但是人的心灵很空虚,
but our hearts and our spirits are very empty. Because the physical things cannot fulfill or satisfy our spiritual desires.
所以撒玛利亚的妇人啊, 中午就来取水,
and so when the Samaritan woman came out at noon to draw water,
因为她在爱情上没有办法得到满足,
and because she was not able to be satisfied
emotionally. 所以耶稣问她说, 你去找你丈夫来,
and so Jesus asked her to bring her husband.
我没有丈夫,
and she says, I do not have a husband.
耶稣说, 你已经有过五个丈夫了,
and Jesus says, you have already had five husbands.
但是现在跟你在一起的也不是你的丈夫,
but you spoke correctly in that you said this, the one that you're
with now isn't your husband.
And so she wanted to be satisfied in the area of love.
但是心灵上还是一段干渴,
but yet her spirits and her heart was still
very thirsty. 所以她拿水的时候,
and so when she came to draw water,
主耶稣说啊, 你喝这个水啊, 还会再渴,
Jesus says, when you drink this water, you will still thirst.
渴了以后还要再拿水去喝,
and when you thirst, you will still come back to draw water.
那你如果喝我所赐给你的河水,
but if you drink of the water, the living water that I offer you,
这水要在你的腹中成为泉脸,
this water shall become a living, flowing water from within.
让你喜乐得到满足, 一直涌到涌山,
and all the blessings and grace will come up from you.
所以他说啊,
eternally.
你赶快把这个活水给我,
and so she says, give me this water now.
后来他跑到城里面了, 把众人找来,
and so she went to the city and found people to come in.
说啊, 我现在所看到的那无非是基督啊, 弥赛亚了,
she says, the one that I have saw is none other than the Jesus Christ.
因为他把我, 本来我, 暗中的事情都跟我讲出来了,
because he has spoken to me all the things that I have kept hidden.
啊, 后来耶稣住在那里啊, 全城的人啊, 后来都信主,
and so Jesus stayed there, many people in the city believed in Christ.
他们对这个妇人说啊,
and they said to this woman,
我们不是因为你来信, 因为我们实在听到了主耶稣的教训,
it says, we do not come to believe because of you, but rather because we heard the teachings from you.
因为我们知道他真是救赎主,
because we know that he is truly the Messiah.
所以唯有来到耶稣面前啊, 领受这个生命的活水啊, 我们才能够真正得保住,
and only those that can come before God to receive the living water can they be filled.
所以耶稣说, 你们渴渴的人都可以到我这里来,
and so Jesus says, all those who thirst can come to me.
我要让你们从腹中流出活水的江河,
and I will allow living streams of living water to flow from within you.
摩西怎样击打磐石, 让百姓得到解口,
how did Moses strike the rock to allow the thirst of the Israelites to be quenched, so that their hearts and their spirits can be satisfied.
同样的, 耶稣为我们被击打,
in the same manner, Jesus was struck by us.
他复活升天以后降下圣灵来,
and he went into heaven and poured down his Holy Spirit,
把生命的活水浇灌给我们,
and he gave us the living water,
让我们也能够得到舒畅, 得到饱足, 得到喜乐,
so that we can receive fullness and also abundance and joy.
所以磐石被击打出水,
and so that is what happened when the rock was struck.
民数记20章里面啊, 民数记20章,
in Numbers 20,
另外一次以色列民又渴渴了,
it was another instance when the Israelites were once again thirsty.
结果神叫摩西说, 你去吩咐磐石流出水来,
and God commanded Moses to instruct the rocks to flow water.
那就摩西那个说, 很生气啊,
and so Moses was very angry at that time.
被以色列百姓, 他们一直花怨脸啊, 被激怒了,
and because he was provoked because of the complaints coming from the Israelites.
然后他拐杖拿起来就敲敲磐石, 就击打,
and so he just took up his staff and struck the water.
然后说啊, 你们这些悖逆的百姓,
and he says, you rebellious Israelites, do you want me to instruct, command water to flow from these rocks?
虽然磐石也是一样流出水来给百姓喝,
and even though the rocks still flowed water out of it for the Israelites to drink,
因为你不尊重我,
but God said to Moses, because you did not respect and honor
him, 所以摩西后来就受亏损了, 没有办法去到迦南地就是这个原因,
and so he was punished and was unable to enter into the land of Canaan.
而且告诉我们啊, 不可以两次击打磐石,
so this reminds us that we cannot strike the rock twice.
耶稣为我们钉十字架就一次,
Jesus was crucified only once for us.
希伯来书里面说啊, 我们领受了神的救恩, 尝过天恩滋味。
In Hebrews it says that we have received the salvation of the Lord, we have a taste.
我们不可以故意再离弃神。
And we cannot purposely depart from the Lord.
因为这样好像把耶稣从钉十字架。
Because if we do so in that manner, it is like crucifying the
啊,
Lord 只有, again.
战战兢兢啊, 啊, 等候审判, 因为没有救恩啊。
And if we do that, then we can only stand and face our judgment because we will not have salvation.
哦, 就是磐石出水。
And this is water coming from the rock.
我们继续看, 出埃及记17章第八节。
Let's continue on to Exodus chapter 17, verse 8.
出埃及记17章第八节。
Exodus 17, verse 8.
那时亚玛利人来在利未殿和以色列人征战第九节。Verse
9.
摩西对耶稣亚说：“你们为我们选出人来出去和亚玛利人征战。明天我手里要拿着神的杖站在山顶上。”第十节。Verse 10. 摩西亚伦他如果就上了山顶，十一节。摩西何时举手，以色列人就得胜；何时垂手，亚玛利人就得胜。十二节。那摩西的手发沉，他们就搬石头来放在他以下。那又坐在上面，亚伦他扶着他的手，一个在这边，一个在那边。他的手就稳住，直到日落的时候。十三节。 耶稣也用刀杀了亚玛利王和他的百姓，书四节。15。神对摩西说：“我要将亚玛利的名号从天下涂抹。你要将这个话写在书上做纪念，列王殿给耶稣亚听。”15。摩西筑了一座坛，叫做耶和华尼西，又说：“神已经起了誓，世世代代要跟亚玛利人征战。”所以他们过了红海以后啊。
And after they crossed the Red Sea, the Israelites received the spiritual food.
啊,喝了属灵的活水,
and drank the spiritual living water.
再来,
and next for them to face was the spiritual warfare.
啊,
and we are the same in our spirituality.
你说了,属灵的粮食,活水, 我们就要打属灵的战争。
After eating of the spiritual food and water, we shall be ready to fight the spiritual battle.
啊,这个亚玛利人啊, 有的人说这是以扫的后裔。
Many people believe that the Amalekites were the descendants of Esau.
创世纪的36章里面, 以扫的祖孙里面, 有一个人也叫亚玛利。
In Genesis 36, one of the descendants of Esau was called Amalek.
啊,是以东族的族长之一。
And he was one of the tribal leaders of Edom.
但是如果说这个亚玛利人是以扫的后裔啊，啊要把他们全部消灭啊，啊这跟神所交代的不一致。But
if they were the descendants of Esau and God wanted to destroy them all, this would not be in accordance with what was stated earlier.
以扫跟雅各啊，那两个是兄弟。Because
Esau and Jacob are brothers.
神特别交代以色列民说啊。 以东人啊, 这是他们的兄弟啊, 不要去击杀他们。
And God especially instructed the Israelites that the Edomites were their brothers and they cannot destroy them.
他们要进迦南的时候啊, 从他们旁边啊, 经过啊,
and when they were entering the land of Canaan, the Israelites actually went around the Edomites.
因为西尔山是要, 留给以扫祖孙的。
Because the mountain of Shur was left for Esau's descendants.
虽然你们在那边转转转了三十几年, 但是连脚掌所踏的地方都不给你们。
Even though you have encircled that place for 30 odd years, you cannot inherit that land.
其实这个亚玛利人啊, 在民数记24章里面说, 他是诸国之首。
In the Numbers 24, it says that the Amalekites are.
这应该是在创世记14章啊, 亚伯拉罕那个时代就有的一个民族。
This was a nation, a tribe that existed since Abraham's days in Genesis 14.
我们看创世纪十四章,
Let's turn to Genesis 14,
第七节,
verse 7.
创世纪十四章第七节,
Genesis chapter 14, verse 7.
他们回到安密巴,就是加迪斯杀败了亚玛利全地的人,以及住在哈喜孙、他玛和亚摩利人。 其实在创世纪的第十章里面就有了。
In Genesis 10, it also records
这个亚阿甲是在那个最早是在巴比伦地的地方。
And they first came about in the times of Babylon.
所以这是一个非常早的一个民族。
And so this was a very very early
亚玛利人非常的强悍。
And the Amalekites were very strong.
这是以色列人在旷野当中所遇到的第一个也是最强大的敌人。
And this was the most fearsome and also the first enemy that the Israelites encountered.
亚玛利人跟以色列人征战啊，就是要把他们消灭在旷野，不让他们进到迦南地。
The Amalekites wanted to destroy the Israelites to prevent them from entering into the land of Canaan.
所以在民数记里面说到啊。
So in Numbers it says.
亚玛利人趁着以色列人有些人啊，跟不上队伍的，哦，比较软弱的，这些都被他杀掉。
And it says that the Amalekites killed off the people who were not able to follow their group or those who were the weaker ones.
所以神一直交代以色列人说，你们要把亚玛利人啊完全的灭绝。
And that is why the Lord instructed the Israelites to destroy, completely destroy the Amalekites.
如果是对以扫的祖孙啊，应该不是这样。
And so if that was the case, then the Amalekites would not be the descendants of Israel.
扫罗因为没有遵从命令啊，把亚甲亚玛利王留下来。
And Saul, because he disobeyed the command, he kept the king of Amalek.
所以他后来被拒绝了。
And so later on, he was forsaken by the Lord.
大卫的时候就一直追杀亚玛利人。
In the time of
David,
in the time of David, they pursued.
他把亚玛利人呢，就把他们制服，让他们没有办法活动。
And they controlled the Amalekites that they were unable to move.
亚玛利人是在西西家王的时候才完全把他们消灭掉。
And it wasn't until the time of King Hezekiah where the Amalekites
completely destroyed. 所以亚玛利人应该是组织恶鬼啦，魔鬼是抵挡选民，不让神的选民进迦南。
And so the Amalekites refer to those who are evil and the devil, those who are preventing God's people from entering into Canaan or the heavenly places.
一起默祷。
Let us pray in silence.
阿们。
奉主耶稣圣名开始我们晚祷。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we begin our evening prayer session.
请唱诗402首。
Please sing hymn number 402.
在祷告前，我们用一些话互相勉励。
Now before our prayer, we like to use some words of encouragement.
在圣经上曾经有提到，耶稣说：“凡承受神国的，若不像小孩子，就不能进去。”
In the scripture, it says that if one wants to enter the kingdom of heaven, they must be like the children.
我家里刚好一位一岁的小孩子，所以我就想说。来观察他的行为，来提出一些在我们祷告中互相勉励。
And I have a one-year-old child in my home, so I wanted to observe his daily movements and actions for our mutual encouragement.
这个一岁多的小男孩，他现在刚好开始学走路。
And my this one-year-old son, this one-year-old son of mine, just began learning how to walk.
他就走一步，第二步就一定跌倒，然后再起来，再走一步，再跌倒。
And he would take one step, and the next step he would stumble, and then he would get up and take one step again, and then he would stumble the next.
那我们父母在旁边就看得很害怕。
And as parents, we are kind of worried for him.
因为有时候他站起来一踩到纸，他可能就跌倒了。
Because sometimes when he stands up and he steps on a piece of paper, he might slip.
或是当他站起来准备跌倒的时候，他前面可能就很危险，可能有桌子或是椅子在那边，可能会撞到。
Or as he was falling down, there may be an object or a chair in front of him that he might harm himself with.
所以我们就在旁边一直看他，很怕他受伤。
And so we watch from the side, kind of worried about him, fearing that he may be injured or harmed.
所以有时候我发现，他这样一跌倒会很危险，我们马上就把他抱走。
And when we find out that, that the situation is too dangerous, we would just pick him up.
那我就把他抱走，从后面用两只手把他抱走，然后放到旁边，然后再让他继续走。
And I would pick him up from behind and place him in another area and allow him to practice walking again.
当我把他抱起来，然后又放下去，他以为我在跟他玩，所以当他放下去，他又很高兴，又开始起来走。
And when I lifted him up and put him in a different area, he thought I was trying to play with him, so he was very happy, and so he started getting up to walk again.
所以他都不知道，其实他如果继续走，他下一步他可能会撞到，会受伤。
But he doesn't realize that if he were to get up and walk, his next step might be a dangerous one.
其实神对我们，其实就像父母对这个小孩子一样。
And God to us is kind of like parents to our children.
因为在我们生活上会有很多困难。
And in our lives, we have many struggles.
因为在工作上、感情上，或是学业上，甚至像保罗，他都有一根拔不了的刺。
In our whether it's in our work life or emotional states or academic and school life, we are like Paul, so we have a thorn in us.
或是弟兄姐妹之间的困苦也。也常常变成我们的要担当的困苦。
Or sometimes the troubles and the worries that our brothers and sisters have may become ours as well.
所以当我们遇到这么多问题或是困难的时候
，And so when we are facing these problems and also these trials,
其实神就好像这个父母一样，其实就在旁边一直看着我们。
And God is like is like a father next to us, watching us.
当他发现我们下一步 会遇到的困难是我们没办法承受的时候，他马上会把这个困难移开。
And when he realizes that our next step may result in a very serious injury for us, he will remove that difficulty from us.
所以有时候在我们的生活当中，不知道大家有没有体会到，有时候遇到某些事，我们会觉得刚好没有发生，或是还好。这件事没有发生在我身上。
And so I'm not sure if you have experienced this in your life, but sometimes when a great accident may occur and it doesn't happen, then we will feel very relieved and grateful that we didn't suffer harm.
所以我们就觉得好险好险。
And we'll think that we're very fortunate.
其实这有时候是神刚好发现这个危险我们可能没办法承担， 所以神就马上把这个危险移开了。
But actually, God is watching over us, and when he realizes that there's a danger that we may not be able to overcome, he will remove that danger from us.
但是我们常常就跟这个小孩子一样，其实我们都不知道下一步的危险其实很危险。
And we're like this, this one-year-old child of mine, we don't know that the next step that we take may be a dangerous or fatal one.
当我太太在怀这个小孩子的时候，我们有去做检查。
And when my wife was pregnant with my son, we often went to take some tests.
那检查的结果，医生跟我们讲说，有可能是唐氏症。
And the results of the test, the doctors say that he may have Down syndrome.
那医生叫我们再去做进一步的检查，所以我们再做了进一步的检查。
And so the doctor advises to take further examinations, and so that's what we did.
但是医生做了检查完以后，他说看起来是还好，但是我还是没办法跟你确定说到底会不会有问题。
And after running the test, the doctor says he looks, he seems to be okay, but I can't guarantee that nothing will happen.
所以他又建议我说，要去做另外一个详细的检查，这个检查就能够确定说孩子有没有问题。And
so he suggested that I take a more detailed examination to confirm that if this child really has this Down syndrome or not.
但是因为这个检查对 baby 有点危险，很多人就建议我们说不要做。And
because this test is a little risky, very risky to the baby, so many people advise us to refrain from it.
后来我们也知道说，神这个孩子是神所赐的，我们怀孕你就不能把这个孩子拿掉。And
we know that, we realize that this child is given to us by God, and since my wife is already pregnant, there's no way we're going to have an abortion.
所以不如这样，我们就不要再去检查，然后我们就祷告。And
so we decided to give up the further examinations and tests, and rather we entrust everything in prayer.
然后我太太尤其更担心，因为 会担心说，baby在，在我肚子里面这个 baby 到底生出来会不会有问题？And
my wife was very anxious and kind of worried, thinking that this baby inside her stomach would have any problems.
有一次就在祷告当中。And
so one time during the prayer,
她很认真祷告，然后圣灵充满。And
she prayed very earnestly, and she was filled with the Holy Spirit.
那她就感觉到神跟她讲说。 你这个 baby 没有问题，不用担心。And
she heard God tell her that your baby is fine, do not worry.
等祷告完，她就相信了这句话，从此以后她就不担心了。And
after prayer, she believed these words, and from then on, she no longer worried about it.
所以一直到生下来，她都没有再去忧虑过这件事情。And
ever since his conception, she has never worried about that matter ever again.
所以神就常常会给我们在 危难当中，适时给我们一些安慰。And
so God will provide us comfort in our deepest crisis.
然后这个孩子他现在，走一步就会跌倒，走一步就会跌倒。And
this child of mine, he would take a step and fall over and stumble the next step.
虽然他明明知道说我站起来走一步，第二步我又会跌倒。
And even though he knows that he can take one step, but the next step he takes, he will fall over.
但是他跌倒完以后，他马上又站起来，又走了，又开始走。
But yet, after he stumbles, he would get back up and continue walking.
所以他就一直不灰心，然后整整走了一天，都是这样。And
he doesn't give up and doesn't lose heart, but continues to walk all day.
这就让我学习到，我们的祷告精神其实就是这样。And
this gave me a lesson that actually, our spirit of prayer should be the same.
就是要让我们学习说，我们祷告不要灰心。
That in our prayer, we should not lose heart or give up.
连保罗他也深深地体会到，在患难中要忍耐，祷告要恒切。
Even Paul, when he experienced this, that in times of trial and difficulty, you must be patient and endure.
虽然我们知道，我们所遇到的这些困难。 可能还会继续在,
even though we realize that the difficulties we encounter may still exist.
而且这有些困难可能会跟着我们一辈子，可能我们都没办法离开。
And some of the troubles that we have may follow with us the rest of our lives.
但是我们相信神给我们的担子是我们担当得起的。
But we know that the burden that the Lord gives us is the one that we can lift up.
这样我们祷告就不会灰心。
And so that if we know that, then in our prayers we will not lose heart.
甚至我们还会在祷告中献上我们的感谢。
And actually, we will even give unto God more thanks in our prayers.
那我们现在就请大家一起到前面祷告。
And so now, please come forward and let us pray together.